Interviews are being conducted at nearly 350 sites in the Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Misty Fjords, Craig, and Thorne Bay districts. It's a continuation of a survey that took place in Sitka and Hoonah last year. Mary Beth Nelson of the Sitka Ranger District says staffers are talking to people using campgrounds, trails, roadside stops, and wilderness areas. Nelson says most of those contacted in past surveys were willing to talk.
It kind of depends on the weather more than anything else. If people are wet and cold, then they don't want to stop, which is understandable. But more often than not, people have been very good about being involved in the survey, especially if they understand how the information is going to be used.
The survey includes questions that help officials understand how the Tongass is used, as well as related economic impacts. Compiled reports are submitted to Congress as part of budget deliberations. Nelson says the agency also considers the data at the national and district level.
It's also used in-house by the U.S. Forest Service. We know at the Washington office it's being used to break up the budget between engineering and recreation. And we also know that some of the regional offices are starting to use it for the same purposes, for budget purposes.
The agency began surveying forest users last fall. The summer season means efforts are being stepped up. Some survey sites are alongside roads at rest stops and picnic areas. Others are near trails. Nelson says participation is voluntary.
They approach us. We set up an area and we contact them as they're leaving a site. A lot of the times people see us going in on the trail and then they'll be interviewed on the way out.
Survey sites are chosen by a random generation computer program. Nelson says the information is updated every 5 years. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.